Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, January 3rd, 2012. And we will begin this meeting today, a special meeting with the invocation by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise, please. All right, we have a rather abbreviated agenda today, so we shouldn't be in here very long. We'll begin with adding under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for the invitation for bids for an aircraft tow tractor for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item B is to receive and file bids for the term contract for inmate clothing and supplies. Item C is to consider and approve specifications for the invitations for bids for the rebid of the Cardinal Meadows lift station repair under Texas Department of Rural Affairs Round 1 disaster funding from Hurricane Ike. Item D is to award the invitation for bids for the aircraft tow tractor for Jack Brooks Regional Airport to Aero Specialties in the amount of $51,102. And item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement between Dish Network and Jack Brooks Regional Airport for 24 months of service in the amount of $840 per year. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Is there any discussion on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, items A and C will be tabled. Item B is to receive and file executed tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Pandora Methanol LLC. Item D is to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendation from the Beaumont Convention and Visitors Bureau for the Regional Visitor Center billboard. And item E is to consider and possibly approve the fair housing activity statement for Jefferson County regarding the Jefferson County plan to assist the state of Texas and housing and urban development in assessing and eliminating impediments to fair housing. Do I have a motion on those three items? Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Clark County Auditor, we have regular county bills, check numbers 362012 through 362100. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. I think that may be a record for us completing the Commissioner's Court meeting. And I guess that because of the time of the year and the way that the holidays have fallen, but is there any member of the court that has any other items they'd like to discuss without taking action?
Yes, Judge. Ms. Rail, we need to revisit that boat ramp on the, I guess it would be the south side of the Causeway Bridge going to at Humphrey Park, the one nearest the bridge. I'm getting a lot of complaints. They're having to get tow trucks to bring those, get some of the trailers. It's something going on. I know we've had divers there before, but there's something major going on with that landing.
Commissioner, I think the problem is now that the new bridge is in place with TxDOT, it has changed the current pattern of the water coming in and out of the lake. what we're getting is a lot more erosion up next to our boat, that particular boat ramp, which sticks out on a point. And it's going to take some major work to fix that boat ramp. What we're going to have to do is probably build a protective breakwater on both ends of our facilities to stop the current from eating that boat ramp out. And it's going to be expensive.
Mm. But should we close that one ramp? That's the one I'm getting all the complaints about on damage to trailers.
It would be my recommendation, because we just frankly don't have the funds at this time to go in there and do a major repair. Anything we put in there would just be temporary, would be lost within a few weeks.
Don, you're saying that the way the bridge is funneling water in is causing most
of
the problem?
No, what happened, Commissioner, they lengthened that bridge considerably. And so that allowed the water to flow, the current to flow closer to our boat ramps. And that's what's eating out at the ends of our boat ramps, and it's a drop-off now. And the only way to eliminate that is to build a rock jetty out, or a sheet pile, a bulkhead out on each end of our facilities to stop the current from coming that close to our end of our boat ramps.
We probably have to get Corps approval to do that.
Yes, yes.
Options are close it off.
That one particular ramp, we've got four there, that leaves three.
Yeah. Okay, you know, my whole deal is the liability issue. Some people don't know. If we post it, that is drop off, is that may not even be as
big. I would block it.
Block it. Well, would you prepare? What? Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I just wanted to let the Commissioner's Court know that we have not been able to submit all the documents to Mr. Wiggins for the submission to the Department of Justice for the redistricting plan. We're still waiting on two voting precinct maps from Mr. Bass, and those were Precinct 58 and Precinct 76 that we changed back. And it's my understanding he won't be back till next week, so.
I saw an email from Miss Goodness to Mr. Bass this morning asking for the shape files for those precincts. So, okay. Well, I'll attempt to contact him too. Anything else? If not, yes.
We need to talk to mosquito control to make sure they get us a schedule of spraying, because they are inviting people into their car, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's why they call it mosquito control. It's not to kill them, it's just to control them.
Y'all need to control them better. Judge, real quick, we had quite a few fires out in I know we kept them burning. There's no burn ban. We need to know the status of that, because we may have to do. We had quite a few in Precinct 3.
We're going to watch that closely this week. You know, a lot of the fires were things that would not have been controlled by a burn ban. One was a guy welding, you know, and he caught the grass around his welding rig on fire and burned up his truck. And so, you know, some of these things were not things that could have been prevented by a burn ban. But we're going to be, we had a discussion with emergency management this morning. And we'll be watching the National Forest Service numbers on the KBDI this week very closely. Otherwise, we are adjourned. Thank you.